You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Black Lives Matter protests have taken place in all 50 states and several countries around the world, sparked by the death of George Floyd, who died in the custody of the Minneapolis police. In Hawaii, there have been protests around the state and a paddle out on Maui. Akemi Glenn is the executive director and founder of the Popolo Project, a Honolulu-based community group that creates space for the African-American community to be part of Hawaii's multicultural landscape. She talked to The Conversation's Jason Ubai about the group and what the community is feeling right now.
We do work that is focused on helping our local Black community specifically to understand the history of people of African descent here in Hawaii, but also the history of Blackness, which is not necessarily the same thing. And understand how some of the current cultural and political events play out in that historical context. So our mission is to redefine what it means to be Black in Hawaii and in the world through cultivating radical reconnection to ourselves, our communities, our ancestors, and the land.
With the things going on across the U.S., the protest and continued institutional racism and police brutality against Black people across the country, what has been the response from the community here? I know we're physically distanced, but there is a shared community. But can you talk about that?
I think like many people, not just Black people, but our small community here is experiencing a lot of grief around what we're seeing. Of course, grief and sympathy with the families of the several people who have been killed in the last few weeks. I think many of us also have been really astounded in the midst of a pandemic. Maybe we were a little bit naive in thinking that the usual experience of police brutality and extrajudicial killing of Black people might have stopped during a nationwide pandemic,
worldwide pandemic.
I think that's part of what we're seeing in the reactions that people are having to this moment. The whole world had to stop for a moment, and we had started conversations about what the world might be like, what new things might come forward. And I think for many of us, it was just a sad reminder that there are lots of things that have not changed. I think that is one of the things that's igniting a lot of the uprisings that we're seeing in cities across the U.S. So even though there are folks here in Hawaii who are very far away from the property destruction, the protests, and the violence that Black people are having directed at them right now at the hands of police as they protest and demonstrate, even though we're removed from that physically,
many of us, of course, have family there. And even if we don't have family there, we understand
that we are connected to those people. And we're also the descendants and inheritors of a history of violence against Black people over many centuries. In addition to watching the stuff that's happening in North America over the last week, we're also kind of grappling with the latent and often unrecognized anti-Blackness that's part of Hawaii culture. And, I'd be remiss to talk about what's happening in North America without also contextualizing threats that have been made against Black people even in the last week here in Hawaii, fallout after the videos and images of Memorial Day parties on the North Shore were being circulated. We've even, as people here, have been organizing vigils and demonstrations and socially distanced gatherings. There have also been calls for non-Black locals to come and keep an eye on us to make sure that we don't become violent. So even though we live here and we're part of this community, there's still this suspicion of criminality that's associated with any kind of Black people and Black gatherings. So I think we're feeling a lot of different things as I talk to folks in the community. Many of us are feeling very tired. I know a lot of people on social media have just been expressing that. They just feel tired. But I think what that tiredness is about is that the exhaustion that comes with constantly having to explain yourself and your humanity. And for many Black locals, having to explain that we live here and that we are part of this community. And, of course, we're feeling the eha and the heaviness of what's happening in North America very much, but we also love Hawaii and, we'll behave accordingly as we're grieving.
Well, it's sad to hear that, during this time of pain that there is still a lot of this discrimination and stereotyping, but can you tell me about some of the things that rallies and things that are happening around town?
On Sunday, we did, with a number of other Black community organizations, host a vigil at Magic Island in Ala Moana Beach Park that was attended by around 200 people, a sunset vigil. candle lighting to honor the people who were, who've been murdered in the last several weeks by the police and by vigilantes. And I think there will be more of that. Our priority right now at the Popolo Project is to check in on our local Black community and make sure that they feel safe. There are a lot of people, for the reasons that I explained a second ago, who are not really sure about gathering in public because we are visible and because there have been statements made by people who are going to want to make sure that we, you know, stay in line, quote unquote. That doesn't mean that people shouldn't
find out about these events that are happening or join them if they
feel so moved. But right now, I don't have a lot of details on some of the events that have been made available for the public.
At the Popolo Project, we've also held some Black
spaces where we had a Zoom call last Saturday where we invited our community just to kind of check in with each other and talk about what they need and where they'd like us to
go as an organization advocating for them. So there will be more of those kinds of
spaces available too for our community also to gather and process together. Because the reality is we're a very small population. We're around, depending on who you ask and how people identify, between 2.5 to 4% of the population of the entire state. And so the reality is for many of us who live and work and in families where we might not have other Black people around us or people who don't have the same kind of
perspective on seeing violence against Black people.
So we will continue to hold space
for our community to be able to check in and support each other in the next few weeks.
You know, I think there's a lot of people who think that we're a cultural melting pot here, but mm-hmm. it sounds like, you know, there's certainly discrimination. But what can people do to, you know, educate themselves and, you know, not fall back on these stereotypes?
You know, a lot of the work that we do at the Popolo Project is really trying to provide our community with a larger context. Hawaii is a unique place. We absolutely feel that and experience it. And it's not like North America in a lot of ways. But in some ways, ideas about race and who belongs where have come here along with American presence in Hawaii. And, you know, some of the work that we do
is providing our community with education about the history of Hawaii. So in just a couple of weeks,
June 19th is a holiday that's called Juneteenth.
And it commemorates the day, June 19th, 1865, when enslaved people in Texas found out that the Civil War was over.
And that they were free. And they were emancipated. And lots of
Black communities in the U.S. celebrate Juneteenth with barbecues and parties and dancing. And it's become more popular in recent years as people have started to understand the history. One of the things that happened on that day,
1865, was that people immediately went looking for their family members. They started businesses.
They started really imagining what their lives would be like and really took full advantage
of the freedom. They really were already humans, but had the opportunity to exercise all of the rights of being a human in that moment.
And it's important that here in the Pacific
that we also contextualize that moment. So for
a lot of people in the U.S. and North America, the end of the Civil War is the end of slavery, but the real history, there's a wonderful book called The White Pacific
by Gerald Horn that outlines this. The real history was that
Confederates and slaveholders actually pivoted to the Pacific, and the history of the overthrow of
Hawaii's kingdom and sovereign government is actually related
to those folks taking their white supremacist ideals and moving them to the Pacific. And in the 1860s,
during the American Civil War and shortly thereafter, there was actually
a slave trade that flourished here
and that kidnapped people, mostly
folks who were from Melanesia in the Western Pacific, but also some Polynesians, and transported them to Peru and to Australia, where they had taken their sugarcane plantations and their cotton plantations. They still wanted to preserve their business interests by enslaving other people. So even for us as Black people
who are connected to a particular U.S. history,
and I would also note that there are many of us in Hawaii who are not just from the U.S., but Black from around the world, from Africa, from the Caribbean, from South America as well. It's important for us to be able
to contextualize what has happened in Hawaii in a global way.
And I would just encourage folks to seek out resources to do that. Our website, thepopoloproject.org, has a resource that we call the Popolo Syllabus that has lots of educational resources for teachers and educators and parents and others who are interested in the particular history of Black people and Blackness, the idea of Blackness here in the Pacific, and especially how it applies to Native Pacific Islanders. So I would encourage folks to check that out. We also, the organization offers on a rolling basis, we offer a course that we call Understanding Race and Belonging in Hawaii. And it's a 5-week series of discussions and readings and historical information and contemporary facts of Hawaii, thinking about how the tremendous wealth inequality we experience here, the disproportionate incarceration of Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders is actually related to the history of race and the way that Black people and Indigenous people in North America have been treated by the U.S. So I found in leading some of those discussions that it's been really helpful for our local community to have a new vocabulary to talk about what's happening here in Hawaii, because for a long time we've had, I would say, a myth of multiculturalism. There's a lot of beautiful intercultural history in Hawaii. We won't deny that at all. There's a really beautiful and just amazingly rich history of people connecting as humans and building a new culture that we call local. And also, of course, the indigenous culture of Kanaka Hawaii is really, really important. At the same time, we need ways to talk about what's happening on the ground. We need ways to contextualize things like the murder of Starsky Willie, the teenager who was shot in Camp 4 housing in November.
And the way that our local news media covered that story,
they put up pictures of Starsky where he's wearing a hoodie, very, very similar to depictions of Trayvon Martin after he was killed by a neighbor around the same age. So even though we're not saying that everything is exactly the same, I think that there are really important instructive opportunities for us
to contextualize what's happening on the ground in Hawaii in a global context of race.
A lot to learn and just to reflect on, to have that awareness for a lot of folks. Is there anything else that you want to underscore?
I think there's a really wonderful impulse in Hawaii to stand up
in solidarity with communities of color on the continent. And I think that that's really beautiful that people are feeling the humanity of our Black community in North America. But I would also remind them that there are Black people here as well, and that there's an opportunity to connect with us and learn about our experiences here in Hawaii as well. And as folks are planning protests or rallies or solidarity actions, I would really encourage them to check in with other Black organizations. We have, you know, many churches and fraternities and sororities and NAACP chapter,
Museum of African History in Hawaii, as well as the Popolo Project.
And I would really encourage folks to, while they're expressing solidarity with people in North America, don't forget that we're here and that we have experiences
and ideas and desires and needs that are also important.
That was Akemi Glenn, head of the Popolo Project, talking about this time of unrest. There is a protest scheduled for Saturday at noon at Ala Moana Beach Park here in Honolulu.